We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from America's heartland. Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at the Biden-Kelly Whipple Resistance Headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We're happy that you joined us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open as always. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. You can email me, john at knssradio.com. You find me at on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. We always love to hear from you. I get emails and heck, I even get mail here at the studio. Love hearing from you. So feel free to reach out. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Former Iowa governor and United States ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, is going to be with us here in a few minutes. We're going to discuss the sharp deterioration, one of them there $5 college words there, in relations between China and the United States, and his views on how the Biden administration is handling foreign policy. House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. is going to join us to preview the legislature's veto session, which starts tomorrow, as they're gearing up for a showdown with Governor Laura Kelly. Hopefully they will override all. I doubt it, but all it takes is one or two defections. But hopefully they'll override a bunch of Laura Kelly's vetoes. Republican National Committee co-chairman Tommy Hicks is going to be with us to respond to President Alzheimer's address before the joint session of Congress. I'm sure it'll be more coherent than Joe Biden's address was. We'll discuss why congressional Democrats continue to push to increase the number of justices on the United States Supreme Court, despite the fact that polls show the majority of Americans are opposed to the idea, with Tom Gipping from the Heritage Foundation. Speaking of Joe Biden, we're going to talk with Scott Whitlock from Newsbusters about the results of a recent Media Research Center study that shows how the mainstream media has just fawned all over Joe. I mean, Joe can do no wrong. He's just perfect. I mean, heck, even when he stumbled on the steps up to Air Force One, it was because Donald Trump must have dropped something on the stairs before he left, because certainly Joe wouldn't have fallen on his own. And Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State Chris Kobach, will be with us. He's going to talk about his decision to run for Attorney General. So we've got a loaded show, but we will, of course, take your calls, 316-869-1330. So, you know, I gotta vent. I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to vent some frustration. Because earlier this week, next week, by the way, Mother's Day and my wife's birthday come up all next week. It's a great week. It's one of my favorite, because I get to celebrate Mother's Day and my wife's birthday. So I was kind of, you know, thinking, okay, what can I do? What would be nice? My wife loves baseball. And earlier this week, I saw the announcement from the Wichita Wind Surge that opening day is only 2 weeks away. And I thought, hey, you know what? That might be kind of fun. Let's take my wife, take her out, take the grandkids, check out what our tax dollars paid for. Well, it might be kind of fun. And then I read an announcement from the baseball team that said the following. Masks are mandatory for all employees and fans aged 2 and over at all times. Age 2, mind you, and everybody over that, at all times while at Riverfront Stadium. Masks must cover both nose and mouth and can only be removed while actively eating or drinking in your ticketed seat. So if you want to go catch a ball game, you got to wear a face mask.
Crying baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, there may not be any crying, but there's crying in the seats. Trust me. I mean, seriously. Masks required for all ages over 2 and including 2 over 1 year old. They don't even make masks big enough to fit 2 year olds. At all times, at an outdoor ballpark. How stupid is this? I mean, I thought we were supposed to trust the science and trust the vaccine. If you trust the vaccine and you've been vaccinated, why do you still have to wear a mask? Especially at an outdoor ballpark. This is the dumbest thing. The Centers for Disease Control did a thorough study that has examined the impact of face masks on reducing influenza infections within a community. They concluded that these studies found no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. That was just influenza. These studies covered a wide range of environmental settings, from university dorms to households to baseball stadiums. Oh, my God. But the results were the same across them all. No. No. Face mask use had no impact on reducing the spread of influenza. A recent study reported by the NCBI, which is under the National Institutes of Health, showed that masks do absolutely nothing to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And furthermore, their use is even harmful. The study concluded that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective to block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious diseases such as SARS and COVID-19. Yet authoritarians and politicians continue to demand their use by two-year-olds at a ballpark. I'm sorry, the only wind surge that a mask is going to block you from is the stuff coming out there. Yeah, you know where I'm going here. So case in point, this is just optics. They want you to feel safe while you're sitting in the stands. And to prove my point here, during his recent climate summit Zoom phone call, President Biden was the only world leader out of the 40 world leaders on the call, keeping in mind here, on a phone call wearing a mask. If you saw the visual of this, 40 little squares, and down on the bottom right was our president wearing a face mask while on a screen. I mean, it was the stupidest thing. When asked why by Fox News' Stephen Doocy, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed what many of us have known for a while now.
Why was President Biden the only world leader at the climate summit Zoom who was wearing a mask?
Because he is sending a message to the world that he is putting in place precautions and continuing to do that as leader of the United States.
Right. He's sending a message. You see, it's all about messaging. It's not because it's the right thing to do. It's not because it's safe. It's not because it's a biological or medical or scientific necessity. It's because it's optics. It's messaging. That's the same thing for this week's presidential address to Congress. Everyone in the room was wearing masks. They were socially distanced. If you watched the thing, which I did, and it was painful, so you didn't miss much. I mean, it was just like dribble. It was sort of like watching a baby as dribbling out, reading a teleprompter. It was really painful. But anyway, while they were sitting there, basically every other row and five seats in between, the place looked empty, which was, you know, probably why nobody watched the thing. At any rate, they're socially distanced, yet they had all been vaccinated. Again, this is about optics. If Joe Biden really wanted us to trust the science and trust the vaccine, he would show us that he trusts it and he trusts the vaccine, and he'd stop wearing two masks everywhere he goes, surrounded by people who've been vaccinated. When the government, the mainstream media, and institutional propagandists can decide to operate in a science vacuum or select only incomplete science that serves their interests, they lose all credibility. No wonder there is vaccine hesitancy in this country. We don't trust you, Joe. When the quote-unquote experts have lied to us, Dr. Lee Norman, when they contradict themselves, Dr. Fauci, when they say one thing, vaccines are safe, fully vaccinated people can gather indoors with other fully vaccinated people without masks, and then put on Max Kabuki Theater like they did this week, no wonder we don't trust your science. The best science we have shows that mask wearing will not reduce transmission because casual contact is not a common source of transmission. Furthermore, the cloth masks that many are resorting to may actually increase the likelihood of an infection, achieving the exact opposite of the intended result. Look, you want to wear a mask? Fine. Go ahead. Feel free. This used to be a free country. But stop mandating these worthless things for those of us who choose not to.
Take his mask and shut it. I ain't wearing it no more.
We'll take a quick break, and then Scott Whitlock from Newsbusters is going to share the results of their recent media research study. Well, you know what it's going to say. Joe Biden's first 100 days, oh, they love him. He can do no wrong. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
There's no crying in baseball.
I've been shopping.